Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Ratchasin, for having accepted this interview for Timely Topics in Medicine. May I start by asking you to introduce yourself?
Yes, with pleasure. I'm a gynecologist and oncologist, and with a certificate in sexual medicine as psychotherapist. I am director of the Center of Medical Sexology and Gynecology at the San Raffaele Hospital in Milan, Italy, and I devoted my whole life to help women to have a better and more joyful life.
Now, this expert interview is part of a website for urologists. So what do you think urologists should be aware of as a major topic to discuss in relation with female sexual dysfunction? But you think they don't, you know, pay enough attention to it, and they have to improve their skills?
Certainly. What I'd like to share with my colleagues is a higher competence on how to deal with the recurrent post-coital cystitis. Say, the cystitis the woman complains about after, say, 24 to 72 hours after the intercourse, with a peak 2 days later, say, 48 hours. Usually, the urologist prescribes tons of antibiotics, and we know that this, in the short term, can be a response, but in the long term, it is a disaster. We know that now we do have a challenging new finding, that is the intracellular bacterial communities. Say, the Escherichia coli that is responsible, say, 85%, 95% of cases of recurrent cystitis goes inside the cells of the urothelium, multiplies there, links as a chain, and then from time to time comes up in the urine. But what is important is that this will create a chronic inflammation in the bladder, and this explains a number of things. First of all, you use antibiotics, but our weapons do not reach the Escherichia coli that is hidden like a terrorist inside the cells. I explain it to my patient. Second, that we may have all the symptoms of the cystitis, and yet we do the urine exam, the cultural exam, we find nothing, because in this moment the Escherichia coli is multiplying inside the urothelium. The other point is that even the defense of the woman cannot reach the Escherichia coli, and this explains why this chronicity gets worse and worse. And it also explains why, if we analyze the kind of Escherichia coli that is coming again and again, it's always the same. Why that? Because it is the same that multiplies inside the cell. So usually the urologist is very, very competent, knows everything about the barrier breakdown in the urothelium. What usually they do not pay attention to are three other things. First of all, the bowel habits of the woman. We do have two major conditions that we can investigate with one question. How are your bowel habits? Do you have constipation? Only constipation? In this case, this is an alarm, an alerting symptom about the hyperactive pelvic floor, say a tightened pelvic floor in this girls usually, and then ladies. Or she could have an alternating diarrhea with obstructive constipation. In this case, the most likely diagnosis is irritable bowel syndrome. What is the point? Until recently, we considered the irritable bowel syndrome a kind of psychosomatic disease invented by women who are hysteric. Not at all. We know that, but there are very, very solid data about that, that the irritable bowel syndrome is an inflammatory condition of the bowel wall. And in this condition, we have a breakthrough of the wall of the colon so that germs can get in, like Escherichia coli or yeast, move into the blood, not at level or creating septicemia, but at level sufficient to infect the vagina and or the bladder. So the first thing is to investigate the bowel habit, and if there is any constipation, modified or referred to the gastroenterologist. If we do have allergies or food intolerances that can contribute to this inflammation, again, a good gastroenterology can address it. The second point that they never look at is the comorbidity with pain at intercourse. Women complain of pain at intercourse, if we ask about that, in 50% of these cases. We have solid data about that. Which kind of pain? They complain of pain at the beginning, at the entrance of the vagina, so we say introital vestibular pain, and we can address it and find it, diagnose it, by touching gently with a swab or with a finger at the hour 5 and 7, looking at the entrance like a walk. Clock face. In this case, we have hyperactive pelvic floor, say a tightened pelvic floor, and this is mandatory to teach the woman to relax the pelvic floor with appropriate physiotherapy. So I would say that a good physiotherapist is absolutely mandatory in the team of a good urologist, either in a private setting or in a public setting. Because with a good physiotherapist, we can address three major problems, say three comorbidities: the obstructive constipation, pain at intercourse, and postcoital recurrent cystitis. The third problem to look at is the vaginal pH. This is a very simple measure, just a little stick, costs almost nothing, and in a few seconds really, we can find immediately if the pH is 4, perfect, 5, already we have bacterial vaginosis, so if it is higher than that, this clearly indicates what? On one hand, that we have a reduction in the normal population, lactobacilli, that defend the vagina from the invasion of the Escherichia coli, Enterococcus faecalis, and other germs, and on the other point of view, that we have an increase in so-called commensal germs, including the Haemophilus influenzae or other germs that can then attack the urethra and the vagina. So, if we wanted to address the recurrent cystitis, we have to have an investigation about the bowel habits and put it regular. Second, relax the pelvic floor. Third, modify the vaginal ecosystem, at least the vaginal pH, with a simple topical estrogen.